الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله أحمده واستعينه واستهديه واستغفره أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala kareel al-Muslim Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. That is, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to the Lord of all systems of knowledge. All praise is due to Allah. I seek His assistance, I seek His guidance, and I ask for His forgiveness. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partner. I bear witness that Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him as his servant and his messenger. All praise is due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings be on the best among the prophets Muhammad as well as on his family and his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge with Allah from our own weaknesses, our own faults, our own errors. All praise is due to Allah who sent down upon us his book most clear and later revealed in the last ayat. This day I have completed for you your way of life and completed my blessing and my favor upon you and chose Al-Islam as your way of life. All praise due to Allah, who united the hearts of the believers with Al-Islam and has made it an obligation to remain united and made it forbidden to become separated in his clear book. I advise myself first, as well as you, to have regard, consciousness, awareness, taqwa for Allah, the Most High, and obey Him. Dear Muslim believers, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak and Juma Mubarak. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Kitabun Anzalnahu Ilayka Mubarak مبرح كلي يدار برعو آياته وليتذكر أولو Al-Bab. And the expression is as follows. A book we have revealed to you full of blessings, that they may reflect upon his verses, and those with understanding derive a lesson. This is the 29th ayat of Surah 38. And we say, Salak al-Awadeen, surely Allah speaks the truth. Cut by title, again, in the line of what I started a couple weeks ago, the importance of the month of Ramadan. This title is The Development of Adam. The Development of Adam. In a reporting narrated by Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu, said that the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that Allah has said, every good deed of Adam's son is for him except fasting. It is for me, and I shall reward it for it. Verily, the smell of the mouth of a fasting person is better to Allah than the smell of musk. And as we begin, we always begin with thanks and praise to Allah. And we thank Allah for this month of the Ramadan. For during this month of Ramadan, we're blessed to be able to come here today to present a khutbah in a blessed month. Khutbah today is, to me, a special khutbah. And as I begin today, I want to, of course, move with the selection of the chosen ayah. But I want us to keep in ourselves, inside of our own thoughts, that this is no ordinary month. This is no ordinary month. And this month is not just special to us as Muslims. It is special to humanity. It is special to that creation that God refers to as Adam, alayhi salam. Allah says to us in the Quran, at the beginning of this ayat, wherever it is, he says, Kitabun, a book, anzalnahu, which we have sent down, ilayka, unto thee, mubarakun, full of blessings. This is a month that Allah kept the promise made to Adam, alayhi salam. This is a month that he kept in paradise. When Allah says, he said, and when guidance comes to you from me, whoever follows my guidance, there will be no fear concerning them, nor will they grieve. The Quran is that guidance. And it was revealed in the month of the Ramadan. This is why when the word mubarakun is used, in most of the time when they express it in translation, they use the blessed before they say the book. Because this book is not just any book, it is a blessing. It is a blessing that was revealed, it was sent down, and zalnahu. And I've brought this word up quite a bit. I've worked on this word quite a bit, really, lately, a lot. And my dua is that when I use words and I go over words in my khutbahs, is that you try to retain them. You try to make sure that there's a reason why the imam was wearing this word out today. You know, if you need to, you write them down. If you need to, so you lock them into your memory. If you don't have the understanding yet, just bring it back up to me. We go over them. Our world is a world of language. The words we have are there to form us. This is why the book was revealed in words. The book was revealed in words. It was later put into paper, but the book was revealed in words. It was put into the book form, but the revelation is the word. Not just any words, but God's words. God's words to humanity, to the Adam, alayhi salam, that was created not just to be the bump on the log, not just to be here a part of this going with the flow, the Adam that was created to be a leader in the design and the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A book that is one, of course, a blessing, right? So a book, kitab, it means a command. It means to ordain. It means a decree. You know, A decree is an official order used by a legal authority. Now remember, you know, if you don't know me by now, language is where I'm at. That's where my leader was at. The Quran is our official order from Allah on how to live our lives. That is one of the blessings, because as we have been told, that we have a tendency to get a bit outside ourselves. We got a tendency to get a bit full of ourselves. We lose it a bit. And this is what we are told, that we had to, why we had to be put out of paradise. We got outside ourselves. Now, paradise, which was a state, it was a state. It wasn't a physical place, it was a state. Now remember, words matter. Right now we're in a state, right? We're in the state of North Carolina. But the state we're in is a condition, a certain condition that we're in, that at that point in time, when Adam was there, at that point in time, was a state of full obedience. Once we got out of that state, now we have to be into the earth. Now we have to be put down into the earth. And it's like when you keep getting in trouble. When you was younger, or you know that child, grandchild, nephew, whoever it is, that just keeps getting in trouble in the house. This keeps getting in trouble in the house. It's sunny outside, and you know, the parents say, you know what? Go outside. Run around. Work off that energy. Work off what's getting you and keep getting you in trouble in here. And then you get dirty. Go outside, you get dirty. And when you come inside, when you go outside, what they do, they tell them, go play outside. Play in the earth. Get ye down from here. Go play in the earth. You go play in the earth, the dirt. And you get dirty. And when they call you back into the house, and for a lot of us, especially for me, it was when the street lights came on, get back in the house, and the first thing they say is, go take a bath. Get cleaned up. Allah says, get ye down from here, and if as is sure, they will come to you guidance from me. And whoever follows this guidance shall have no fear, nor shall they grieve. Now let me say this, yes. I have the ayat that's in line with the thinking that we started with. But actually, with this one, in my thought pattern, there's quite a few of them that I have. And as we go through this especially over the next couple of Fridays, and I'm up here on the roster, inshallah, we'll see them, we'll hear them. But there is so much inside of Allah's book that has to be used, not just to support the thought that I have, but really to open it up for better understanding. That's why we read the whole Quran in Ramadan. We don't just read this section, read this section, next year you read that section. No, read the whole, because whatever started on Al-Fatiha goes all the way to An-Nas, and in between connects, makes you have a better understanding. This is because when Allah fulfilled the promise by choosing the month of Ramadan, it also shows that this is no small thing. This is a month that is designed for the sole purpose of revelation. And I use this in the last khutbah I did, where the prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, is reported to have said that the scriptures of Abraham, alayhi salam, were revealed the first night of Ramadan. The Torah was revealed the sixth night of Ramadan. The Injil, the gospel, was revealed the 13th night of Ramadan. And the Quran was revealed on the 24 nights of Ramadan. Now I understand, you know, we can get into this and say, okay, well, are these dates accurate? But the dates don't have to be accurate when the point is accurate. The point is accurate. And just so everybody know that 13 nights, so the gospel was revealed on 13 nights, and it was Isa, Jesus, alayhi salam, and 12 disciples, 13. We have it's something in that right there. But yes, for us, the Quran was revealed in the month of the Ramadan. But the point is that the guidance that Allah said would be sent down comes in this month. This is why this month is so important. This is why, to me, it's just not a regular month. We call it a month, but Ramadan is a state. It's a condition. It's a climate that can put us back into that state that we're supposed to be in. This is all done as a goal to develop Adam, alayhi salam. Adam is to be developed. When you put something into the ground like a seed, you're doing that with the intention of seeing it come out of the earth in a state of completion. The first stage or the first level, whatever you comprehend better, is Adam. That completion of Adam is Ibrahim, alayhi salam, Adam and Ibrahim, the seventh, making the final revelation, the final being, Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The month of Ramadan is the month that comes every year. Inside of that means that even now, this Ramadan is just like other Ramadans in the purpose that is here to develop Adam. And I'm using Adam in the hopes that we all understand that we are Adam. We are Adam. When we look at how the revelation comes, Allah says, and let me say this because I want to lay the foundation, that my thoughts are all about introspection. All about introspection. That's where I'm at. That's what I'm on. And I'll let you know when I get off of it. All right? I don't know. Allahu alam. Allah el hadi. I don't know. But that's where I'm at. Introspection. And everything we do with us is being introspective, especially this month. And to do that, we must fully be aware and appreciative that we've been allowed to receive and be part of this month. This month. So the word nazala, it you know, to come down. But it also means to descend from heaven. To descend from heaven. The form of nazala inside of this ayat is form four. Form four, causative. There's something that caused this to happen. There's something that caused this to be descended from heaven. And when Allah says, and then there comes to you guidance from me. It is the reason why. Because this is the same Ramadan that had inside of it descended books to Ibrahim. Abraham for those of other faith that may be watching. Moses, Musa for us. Jesus, Esau, peace be upon the prophets. There were books that were descended to them. This is why this is such a blessing. And this is why Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was told that a book we have revealed to you full of blessings, that they might reflect upon. Full of blessings that they might reflect upon. Now, as I close this first part, and I know I've been presenting the fact that this book was revealed in this month is a blessing. But I'd be remiss if I did not mention that, yes, it's more to it. It's more to it. Some think, okay, yeah, you know, I fast during this month. I fast during this month. But yes, being able to fast or just being during this month, that's a blessing. And Allah, through Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has said in the beginning that I used, the reporting that I used, he said that every good deed of Adam's son is for him except fasting. So we come into this month with the mindset that, okay, it's all about the fasting. Well, Allah says the fasting is for me. And I did a kupa, it's got to be a couple years ago. I didn't even look it up because I said I wanted to stay away from what the notes had in and whatever it said. But I did a kupa called "The Fasting Is for Allah, What's for Us." And I can say this, if fasting is for Allah, it belongs to Allah. Then what is for us? It's to be just what it says in the ayah. Those who reflect upon. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhabannar. Amen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The development of Adam. So the reporting states that Allah has said, I shall reward for it. I shall reward for it. Who is to tell besides Allah, the all-knowing, when the reward of that obedience is going to be given? Every second we try to be observant in the month of Ramadan, whether we correct ourselves or we're doing something, whatever it be, we're showing that we do know that what it is to be obedient to Allah. What it is to be conscious of Allah. We can get, meaning that we can get blessings the same day, the same time. We can get it a year from now. We don't know when we're going to get it because we're not in control of that. Allah knows, because Allahu Alam, He is the best of knowers. And we have already been blessed with the chance just to show our obedience again. And let me say this, this blessing, this is the, this baraka inside of the ayah, it's in form three, meaning that it's reciprocal. Meaning that it is given, it's felt, it's done, but it's in return. It's a relationship. It's something shared between those involved. It's not a one-way thing. Allah and Adam. Allah has sent the guidance, and Adam has followed the guidance. Adam has obeyed. And by Adam obeying, Allah has blessed Adam. It's a relationship. This is why reflecting on it means so much. Liyadabaru, that they might reflect upon. This comes from Deborah. And it means to follow, it means to ponder, means to reflect, but it also means to turn back. Something we reflect on is something that we think deeply about. And inside of this is the term for think. And thinking will come up later in these thoughts. I doubt this week, but it's going to come. But this is completely for us to internalize everything. If the fast is not for us, it is for Allah, then the reflection is for us. Now, this is not just something that we do for the month of the Ramadan. It is something we need to do at all times. But the point of what we're doing in this month is turning back to it. And you know, when I first came into the community and I went through Ramadan, my first Ramadan in Chicago, Masjid al-Rahman, and I noticed how many more Muslims you saw during the Ramadan. And now, when I look back on it, now I see that because Allah is the guide, that even when someone hasn't been around, maybe just a little bit off, maybe has a lot going on, but they know when this month comes, they know what they're missing. They know they don't want to miss out on it. They know this is my time. I've been blessed to get back. See the Ramadan again. This is my time to get back. Tighten the hatches. Turn back to the way of life. Turn back to the way of life that is establishing in the person, that is establishing the person of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and given to us in the Quran. And what we are to do with it, because it was sent down for us to turn back to. You got a problem? Turn to the Quran. The Quran is the prayer. So even if you go to the prayer rug, you're reciting what? Quran. Turn back to Allah's words to fix your problems. Turn back to Allah's words to solve what's going on with you. You have to turn back to Him. Because what? We return to Him. This is what Allah said to Adam, that there would be something sent down to you to turn you back to that original nature you came out of, that state you're out of. Over the last year, things happen. We've come out of ourselves someplace, somewhere. And you ever heard someone say, man, I don't know what got over me. I was really out of character. That's really not me. I was just having a bad day, bad week, bad month, bad year. That's really not who I am. See, that's that consciousness still there, that soul still there that knows, oh, no, I'm better than this. This is why at the end of the month we have Eid al-Fitr, the return to the original nature. We return back. We come out of this month with a chance, because it's not guaranteed. It's not guaranteed. The prophet, the peace be upon him, said, was reported that said, that whoever does not leave evil words and deeds while fasting, whoever does not leave them alone, Allah does not need to for you to leave off your food and drink. So we have to work at it. We have to struggle with it. And I know that, you know, for me, When that alarm went off yesterday, day 8, it felt like a sledgehammer had hit me. And all I could think of, I said it too. I said, "Law walk by, it's just day 8? You start doing the math, you start wondering, well, do I really need to eat? I'm just speaking for myself. But by the time we made Salat and we started to read, I felt so refreshed and ready to go. I did. I felt so refreshed and ready to go. But what was I going to do? Was I going to lay back down and say, "Nah, forget it"? Nah, because I'm in constant conflict, constant contact with my reflection. My reflection on what's going on. See, Deborah in the ayat, in this ayat, this is so Allahu Akbar. This is so beautiful. Because this is form 5. And if you know what form 5 is, I'm just going to read the book we have revealed to you, full of blessings that you might reflect upon. So Deborah is form 5. Form 5 is reflexive. Because it's reflective of form 2, which is where we get the cause of intensity, a strong reason. You know, Imam Qasim, Raleigh on Anu, he said that the form 5 is a reflective of form 2. That means, he says, whatever action you do in form 2 comes back to you in form 5. Remember that reciprocal? Whatever you do in form 2 comes back to you in form 5. Whatever action you do comes back to you. How we approach the month of Ramadan, how we approach the Quran, how we approach the Salat during this month, how we approach everything comes back to us for us to look at. You know, there are Salat that can only be performed during this month. You can't make it the day of Eid. You can't make it no other time. You can say you're making it, but you can't make it. I'm sorry, you're not making it. You're just making some other Salat. Only being able to done. As I was reading, Imam Muhammad, Rani Lanhu, he was saying, I didn't realize how much he talked about the importance of Tarawih prayer. That it got to the point to me that I didn't realize. I said, I've heard it, but I didn't realize how much he talked about it. So the Deborah, the reflecting, is the whole point of this month. It is the whole point of the revelation to humanity, to have them exactly, to give them exactly what they need to turn themselves back around to that state, that I originally put them into. This is speaking of law speaking, to that disposition that I've given them. And yes, it's a struggle. As we read today in Surah 18, it said man is contentious, right? Man is hasty, and if man is not mindful of it, he can be arrogant. He can be ungrateful. It's a struggle. It's a struggle. And the ninth month of the lunar calendar, and we know this, it takes 9 months to come to a full term pregnancy. And we come through the month of Ramadan, a new creature. But we come through the struggle of it first. And I'm no way, sisters, make sure y'all understand this. I am in no way comparing the struggle of Ramadan to the struggle of childbirth. I am not. Physically. But abstractly I am. Because when you struggle to come out of the womb, because how I felt yesterday morning or any other time that could happen during the month, you know, when you're tired, your headache, whatever it may be, on Eid, I won't feel a thing. I won't feel a thing. I won't be hungry. I won't be tired. I won't be why I'll be. You're so happy. And you know when after the childbirth, the family, they don't even talk about the pain that the mother went through. They just so happy to have that baby. And so thankful. They don't even think about all them hours they was in pain and all that was going on. And I have this thought because I thought about the trimesters. The trimesters, three trimesters inside of the pregnancy.
And we go through the trimester in this month, divided up by 10 days. And the prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Ramadan is the month, and the beginning is mercy, 10 days. The middle of it is forgiveness, 10 days. And at the end is to be kept out of the fire, another 10 days. Trimester. Tomorrow being the first 10 days, the ending of the first 10 days, inshallah. But what a mercy we've had. What a mercy we've had to realize that we've been blessed in so many ways. This is why Allah says to us that you can never count the blessings. But we can always look at what's wrong. This is what we have to overcome. We can go all day on talking about what's wrong. But Allah says perhaps that you hate a thing that is good for you, and perhaps you love a thing that is bad for you. And Allah knows why you know not. Unfortunately, Allah will use bad to bring about his good. That's his will. That's his plan. So these are types of things that we are to be reflected upon during the month of Ramadan. It is to be a full month of intense looking, looking reflective of the form two, right? Imam Qasim said that form five is wanted for looking in the mirror. We have to go to Adam in the mirror. And we have to look at ourselves. And I know that we may look at, and normally I'm the rapping imam, as they say. But this time we're going to look at Michael Jackson. And we look at him a lot of different ways. But again, Allah has a plan. And there's a song that he sung that was actually co-written by Saida Garrett. Now, that's a Muslim name, Saida. That's a Muslim name. And it means woman, it means lady, but it also means leader. It also means leader. And this song has one verse in it. And I don't have a fable today, so I chose this verse instead, inshallah. Let's see how this works. Because if we take nothing away from this khutbah, take away that we have to look at Adam in the mirror. Now, I changed the name, of course, but the lyrics in one verse, see, and it's, to me, it's a big verse. And when and here it is right then. They call them verses, right, in songs, right? They call them verses. And what is ayah? It's a verse. What is it? It's a sign. And Allah says that they may reflect upon his verses. This is in the ayah today. That they may reflect upon his verses. So this is a part of the khutbah. Turn back to reflect upon the verses in the Quran, in the creation, in your own selves. God has told us that inside of us are verses. Inside of us are ayats for us to learn from, to reflect upon. Here are some of the verses for us to look at inside of, and remember her name, who wrote the song. That's a sign for us as well. The verse is, I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. And no message could have been any clearer. If they want to make the world better, make a world a better place, take a look at yourself, then make a change. I'm starting with the Adam in the mirror. I cannot look at anyone else. I'm responsible for my own actions. Even the prophets and the other prophets, alayhi salam, were told you're only assigned to deliver the message. You cannot worry about what they do. I have to look at myself. I've said this before, and sometimes when you do, let me get my thought right. I said this before. Sometimes when you do that, when you look at yourself, you don't like what you see sometimes. But the blessings is you have a month of intensity to work on it. Said, I'm asking him to change his ways. Who's asking? That voice, that small voice we hear, that consciousness, that soul that's inside of us. Change what is taking us away from the place we came from. Allah did not reveal this because we were on the right path. He revealed this to show us the right path. He revealed us to show what leads to him. Even if we were not that bad off, we weren't bad people. But we still need guidance. And until Allah guides someone, they're misguided. Change the ways. And no message could have been any clearer if they want to make the world a better place. The message of submission to God willingly has been the message all through. Submit your will. I don't care what scriptures you are. The submit willingly to God is the message. It can't be any clearer. And for those who think that, quote unquote, religion wants to make you come under someone's control, I can speak for Al-Islam. Al-Islam wants you to open your mind. It wants you to realize that Allah has created you as an excellent intellect, a free thinker. Free your mind. You do not have to come under anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to make the world a better place, this message came over and over and over again, and then the last message came in the form of the Quran. And with the final prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to make it clear, al-bayna, to make distinct. You know, Imam Muhammad said that Ramadan is a month which descended the Quran as a guidance for all people. And I'm about done, but it's Ramadan, so you have to excuse me, because you know I don't go long normally. He said that guidance for all people and as clear evidence of the criteria of what is guidance and what is not guidance. And the song says that no message could have been any clearer if they want to make the world a better place. It is a guidance for all people, the world, humanity, Adam, as a clear message from God. And take a look at yourself and then make a change. Do not come out of this blessed month, this blessed time. I need some water. This blessed time. Nobody fell for that. This blessed month of Ramadan. We have not made some kind of change for the better. Don't come out of it with not making a change for the better. Some improvement on yourself. Use this time to realize what does need improvement? Where can I improve? It is Allah saying to us, here you go again. Here you go again for your own benefit, to learn from, to fix, to correct. Allah is fixing what we have got wrong in our own lives. But we have to be willing to look at ourselves, get a pocket mirror if you need to, right? In business, they have something called a SWOT. Analysis. You look at your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities, and your threats. We're our own business. We're our own business. We're our own industry, from dust to industry. Take time to do your own SWOT. Reflect on the signs, the verses. Yes, in the Quran, but also in your own selves, in your own lives. Ayatun. Ayatun means sign and verse, but it also means evidence. It means proof. This month will show you everything you need to know about of yourself, regardless of how you're approaching it, regardless of how you're approaching the month of Ramadan. It's going to show you either some good or some bad. But let us understand that that's the purpose, is for us to learn about ourselves. This is why if you're fasting or you're not fasting because you have a physical situation with a doc, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because how many times are you alone and you can just go ahead and get a sip of water? How many times have you been alone and you can just, man, I sure could grab one of them dates right about now? You're alone, you can do whatever you want. That's the point of this month. It doesn't matter, regardless of how you're dealing with this month. The month of this is designed for you to be blessed with the chance to look at yourself under the lens that Allah has given us. The Quran is for the completion of Adam, because it's for the development of Adam. And inshallah, we use this time the right way, and we appreciate the importance of the month of the Ramadan in the development of Adam, because we are Adam. Now, inshallah, I give something to benefit today, which all praise due to Allah, and may we have pleased Allah in this effort. Rabbana talk about minyan ka as-sami walim, O our sustainer, accept this thou from us, for verily thou alone art hearing and all knowing. I mean, quick announcements. We have tickets available. May 5th.